www.ncbc.org.
It's 8:43, Friday morning, the 9th of February. What a beautiful day in Eastern Ontario. Yesterday, we set a record temperature for Mix Nation, and it looks like today we could be doing the same thing. I'm Sean Kelly with Ashley Harvey. We're joined by anchor Jack Miller and Minister of Energy Todd Smith this morning in Studio 97. Good morning, Todd and Jack again. Good to see you.
Morning.
Hello. Morning.
So yesterday we found a longtime politician, friend of many, Daryl Cramp, passed away. I was leaving Boston Pizza last night. Jack was taking a phone call. He told me to wait. And after he ended his call, you told me that you just got word that Daryl Cramp had passed away.
And unfortunate news. We're hearing that he took a turn. He's had health issues, and he may have taken a turn in the last week or so. And I'm told Shelby wasn't in the House this week, House of Commons, so maybe that was an indication that the family knew something. We received the news somewhat shockingly, and certainly we received it with a lot of memory of a really good person, not just a good politician. Daryl Cramp was a good person, and anybody who ever met him knew exactly where he was coming from. You didn't have to try and figure out what he had to say.
Todd, he worked at the municipal, provincial, and federal levels of government. He did all of them, and you know him so well.
Yeah, he did so much more than that, too. I mean, he was a cop, remember? He was an OPP officer. He ran the Toulon's restaurant in Madoc with his family for years. He was a local sportsman, a great fastball pitcher.
Yes, he was.
Had all kinds of fun, and Jack did, too, with the Challenger baseball kids up at the ballpark. We always had a good time every year. But, he really did make his mark in politics at the municipal level in Senator Hastings and Madoc, and then a long career on Parliament Hill, winning his first election in 2004. Jack, I'm sure you remember this. That election, he won and lost in the same election. The Liberal candidate actually declared victory and started his victory speech. And I remember covering it because you were anchoring it, and I was out at the campaign offices. And the Liberal candidate was giving his victory speech, and Cramper's folks were over in their office saying, not so quick, the North hasn't come in yet. Yeah. The North hasn't come in yet. And then the North votes came in, and Daryl ended up winning. That was 04, and he stayed on Parliament Hill until 2015.
It's really a calling, a special calling to live public life like that, and the commitment that you give to that profession and the people you meet to keep the energy up and keep plugging away. You know firsthand how tough that is.
And he, it's unbelievable because even when his federal career ended in 2015, he wasn't done.
Yeah.
You know, he came back and ran provincially in 2018 and won again and was a caucus colleague of mine. He was the caucus chair for our party from 2018 to 2022. And of course, he had some really serious health injuries issues near the end of that tenure there, but bounced back from them. And as recently as 3 weeks ago, guys, we had a group in from Owen Sound. Larry Miller, a longtime colleague of his from the Owen Sound area. He was the MP for that area for a long time. Bill Walker, my longtime, and Daryl's colleague as well at Queen's Park. All friends with David Bell, who's the head coach of the Belleville Senators.
That's right, yeah.
And a whole bunch of folks came in from Owen Sound to go to the Senators game. And we called Cramper and said, can you come down? We're all going to have some beer and wings at Slapshots on the Saturday afternoon before the Sunday game. And we had a great time. And that was 3 weeks ago. And he was having beer and chicken wings and just telling stories with the guys. And I'm so glad that we were able to do that. But it is a real shock that, 3 or 4 weeks later, here we are. He's gone, and it's very sad.
Just to bring in another local story, I was in a meeting last week in Brockville, and there was about 10 municipally elected officials there, and it was last Thursday, and one of the individuals said from Frontenac, Kingston Frontenac, said, do you know anything on Daryl Cramp? We understand he's in the hospital, and I'd just gotten word maybe an hour before that Daryl was in the hospital in Kingston, and that's how well respected he was. These other municipal leaders from all across Eastern Ontario were hoping for the best for him.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I think Daryl has talked about, one of his great accomplishments, when you talk about municipal leaders elsewhere. It's the way he brought a lot of them together and worked with them as part of the Eastern Ontario upgrades when it came to Wi-Fi and he got Bell on board and others and helping to link fast internet into those rural areas that didn't have it. And he was a big proponent of that and a big reason why it happened.
Deepest condolences to the family, Carol Ann.
Carol Ann, obviously Shelby, has been a mentor. Daryl was a mentor to Shelby, and she obviously fills that seat now federally up on Parliament Hill and is doing a great job. And I know she's shattered today with the loss of her dad yesterday, as are Terrell and Carrie Ann and the whole family. And when he was out having wings and beers with us the other day, his granddaughter Annabelle, she's a great little goaltender. I'm sure you've probably reported on her, Jack, over the years. She's playing at Yale University right now, and Cramper comes into the bar wearing a Yale baseball cap, and you can imagine the reception that he got from the guys. Only thing this guy knows about Ivy League is he stepped in some poison ivy one time. That's about it. And but he was so proud of all of the grandkids and loved going to their hockey games. And he lived a great life, but cut too short. You hate to see somebody like that leave us.
Well, he lived by faith, family, and friends, and he said when you have those things coming together, everything else falls in place.
All right.